Hey, Fevra. So yesterday we spoke about the difference between Bishul with a Klirishin al Gabei Ha'esh and a Klirishin Shelo al Gabei Ha'esh, which ends up referring to Basar Shor, right? And although the Mishnah Berurah comments that Basar Shor isn't necessarily relevant anymore, because there's some juice that comes out, or maybe it's Basar Maluach, it doesn't work. Melach is also Medina de Gemara, the difference between Klirishin al Gabei Ha'esh and Shelo al Gabei Ha'esh. Although there is a Machlokes in the Gemara, and the Balei HaTosfos say Yesh LaHachmir, and the Rama Paskins like that Yesh LaHachmir. And then we had the comment of the Mishnah Berurah, that melach shenispashel is different than melach shelonispashel. Mishnah Berurah is willing to be make on cooked salt in a kli rishon, but we also have that sheet in the Mordechai that cooked salt is also even in the kli sheni, according to our girsa in the Mordechai. Mr. Katin sent me a nice chart of this issue last night, because it's not the easiest thing to chap. But that's what we spoke about. Yesterday, we also discussed various reasons why a kli sheni is not mevashel. Medina Gemara is based on the kli rishon, not the kli sheni, and we presented, I believe, six svaras why kli sheni is not mevashel. The primary svaras, which are dealt with in yeshiva, are the svaras that appear in Tosfos. The Tosfos on Mem Amud Beis tells me that kli sheni, the dofnosav, are not mechamamais, ela holchos u'mekarear. The walls are not hot, but rather they cool down. So there seems to be a bit of a stira in implications. Is the pshat that the kli sheni cools the water down? I mean, they have something hot, it touches a cold surface, so it gets colder. That's one possibility. The other possibility is not that it cools down, but it's not hot. No? This space between not being cham and being heilech u'miskarer. Yesh lachkar. What is the pshat in the Tosfos? And Tosfos seems to really not be mevarer. It's a real suffix in the Tosfos on this point. There are a number of nafgaminas between this suffix. One famous nafgamina is the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatin Mem Hei. Paskins that a davar gush. A davar gush is a, it's not a yeshiva. A davar gush is a thick item, like a potato. So the pshat in the potato is I take the potato out of the klevishin, but the defanos don't impact on that potato. Right? The difference between liquid and the solid, they taught me in elementary school, is that a liquid takes on the shape of the container. As such, the defanos of the kli sheni impact on the liquid, but the defanos don't impact on the davar gush. So if you hold that the ikar is that you need defanos mekareis, so then, okay, then you would say a davar gush is a problem. On the other hand, if you hold that the ikar is that it's not defanos mechamamais, so then davar gush would have the din of a kli sheni. So the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Katin Mem Hei, the Mishnah Berurah in Se'if Katin Mem Hei talks about a davar gush, and Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Kol Shekein, right? The Mishnah Berurah is talking about when you want to have chalent and you want to put some onion into the chalent. So Mishnah Berurah has a line. He writes, Kosher cane, we put the betzalim into the tavshil, and the tavshil is a dover gush. And yesh li zahar bazeh, di yesh poskim shesovrim, the dover gush, shemunach bekli shenini, di no kikli rishin. Mishnah Berurah quotes a Magen Avraham at the end of the simon that a dover gush has the status of a kli rishin. Now, when you get beneath the surface over here, you get beneath the hood. That's the expression I like to use. So when you go into Yerideya in Simen Kufhei, in the shach over there, Se'if Katin Ches, they point out that the Maharshal and the Isser V'Heter say that Dover Gush has the status of a Kli Rishon. However, that Maharshal and Isser V'Heter, and Magen Avraham says, is against the Ramah, because the Ramah paskins in Yerideya Kufhei that Dover Gush is Dinai Kikli Sheni. When you get beneath the surface, however, the impression that you get is very different. The Isser V'Heter writes that Dover Gush is Mevashel. The Maharshal, however, writes that Dover Gush is not Mevashel, but it only works for Blias. The Lashon of the Maharshal, again, in the Shach over there in Yerideya, he pulls a Shach, which means he tries to say that everyone is saying the same thing. When I get beneath the hood, the Maharshal is not saying the same thing as the Isser V'Heter. The Prima Godim already noted that. Therefore, one could make a strong case that even if I'm machmir on Dover Gush, that Chumrah is not related to Hilchis Shabbos. That's one ha'ara. The Mishnah Berurah is machmir, but the Chumrah is not at all pashut, because even those who are machmir on Dover Gush, Ken Zayin, the Maharshal, is only saying it by Blias, he's not saying it by Bishul at all. Another way of analyzing, or another nafgamina between these two possibilities within the Taisis, is the din of Iroi. When I pour water from a Kli Rishon onto something else. So in that case also, I no longer have Defanos Mechamamos, but it hasn't yet landed. So I don't have Defanos Mekareros. There's a machloikus in Taisvis on Membeis on Mebeis, and in many places in Shas. There's a machloikus about the status of Iroi. The Rashbam holds that Iroi is Kli Sheni. Rashbam has a Raya. Everyone holds that there's no Raya from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that ilfis akeder shavir mevatachin lo yitin l'taychay tavlin, but you can put it into a kli sheni. So the Mishnah says, don't put in a kli rishon, but you can put in a kli sheni. The Mishnah doesn't comment about in between rishon and sheni, which is called iroi, and the rishonim say that ein l'dayek l'kan l'kan. There's no diak from our Mishnah. For some reason, there's a shver Magen Avraham over here, where the Magen Avraham writes that that there is a diak from the Mishnah. I don't know exactly what he's saying, because the Pashtus in what Taisus is saying is that there's no diak from the Mishnah. So I don't have a diak from our Mishnah, but what's the din of Iroi in general? So the Rashbam holds Iroi in general is a din of a Kli Sheni. That's what the Rashbam says. His Raya is, because the Gemara in Pesachim has a discussion between Rav and Levi, whether I paskin I la'agavar or tuta'agavar. If I have two items that come in contact with one and the other, one is on the top, one is on the bottom. We'll say it this way for simplicity. So which one rules? Do I assume that the tata'a rules because, as it were, heat rises? Or do I assume ila'a rules because the ila'a is moving and the item in moving, if you ever like have a fight with somebody, no? So the guy moving has more of a thrust. Right? Again, this is Judaism according to Schwartz. But Machlaikas, Ilagvar to Tagvar. We paskin to Tagvar. Zak the Rashbam. Since I paskin to Tagvar, that means that Eri is a klisheni. Because, right, think about it. You have hot stuff coming from the top, cold bottom, Eri is klisheni. That's the Rashbam. The Rabbeinu Tam, da on them base and a base, Rabbeinu Tam says, no, Rashbam. You got to read the whole Gemara. The Gemara writes that even if you pass into Tar Gevar, but there still is going to be an Isser Kedei Klipa, to make our Ebola. Because it takes a little bit of time to cool down. The hot water hits something. It takes a bit of time to cool down. And therefore, because it takes a bit of time to cool down, so Memela, there can't be full Bliya, but the Bliya is Kedei Klipa. Zuck the Rabbeinu Tam from Dan Zetman. You see that if it's Bileya Kedei Klipa, that means that there's Bishul Kedei Klipa. It cooks Kedei Klipa. The Rashbam obviously is going to say, dude, don't make waves over here. No? You can't compare Bliya to Bishul. Again, this issue gets more involved. The Yerushalmi, that the Taisus quotes a Membez, a Gemara in Zvachim. There's much more to say about this sugya, but to a certain extent, the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam are debating whether we can compare Bliya to Bishul. If you remember, in one of the first Shiurim we gave, we quoted from Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach that the shear of Yad Soledes is around 113 Fahrenheit because he made a experiment based on the din in the Gemara, whether the base hashchitos tzeinin or aseach, no? And he quoted a duck, right? He spoke to the duck and he asked, duck, how hot are you during the shchita? And the duck said, 113 Fahrenheit. So Zakhdi, 112 Fahrenheit. So Zakhdi, Reb Shlomo Zalman, it's got to be that 113 is Yatzer Ledes. We said, whoa. No, right, because that Gemara in Chulin about whether Beisar Chita Tzayin Reseya, so about if I'm Shochet Pesach and Shalavot Zara, no? I use a treif knife for the Shechita, does it become treif or not? That's a din Bliya, it's not a din in Bishul. But this issue, whether I can compare Bliya to Bishul, seems to be a Machlekes Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam. But another Nekuda, or another way of skinning this Machlekes is whether you hold that you need defanos mekarais or whether a lack of defanos mechamimos is enough. Another way of skinning this machlokes could be based on the two mahalchem that we presented when we learned the Taisvis on Mem Amid Beis. Taisvis on Mem Amid Beis, if you remember, said mechamimos versus mekarais. But we presented a mahalach of the Rav that Rav Soloveitchik understood that what Taisvis meant is that it's Darach Bishul B'Kach or not Darach Bishul B'Kach. No? If the Pshat is based on Mechame Mekarer, so Ken Zayin, Eroi is a problem. Ken Zayin, excuse me, Eroi is not a problem. Because on an objective level, who says Eroi creates the Fanos Mechamamais, etc.? Maybe what Taisus means by Mekarais is Lavdafka. If you hold Derech Bishul, so one could argue that certain things get cooked, are they Eroi, no? All the time in the kitchen, there's certain items that I cook. I take a pot of hot water, I pour it onto tea. I pour it onto various things. Cooking, are they Eroi, is not an unusual thing. So Ken Zayin, that Eroi would be Mevashel. A student of mine a few years ago made this point. Again, so it could be that this Shiloh, whether Eroi is Mevashel or not, could depend on which point in Taisus is Dafka. It could depend on the Lumdus in the Taisus, or Salvechik's Lumdus versus Nat. And of course, is the issue that Taisus itself speaks about in terms of how we understand the line in the Gemara, that even though Chitta'a Gevar, the line that it's Bileya Kedei Klipa. When we get beneath the surface of this sugya, we pointed out that the pashtus in the Tosfos of Defanes Mechamemes, I think what Rav Soloveitchik said is not the pashtus. The pashtus is that cooking is a process. It takes time. So when they have hot walls, so memela, I can have a process of cooking that goes on and on. No? If that's the case, so then one could argue a few things. One could argue, you know, the Mishnah Berurah has a case, the Rishonim have a case like this. Sonein l'teicham. I'm not supposed to put cold water into a kli rishon with hot water. But the Ramah paskins, if I'm shofeich sonein merubim, if I pour a lot of cold water into the hot water, it's okay. Because it's not going to get hot. No? Reasonable. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Pei Gimel, Kotem d'chaya adam. Yeah. If you pour a lot of cold water into the hot water, it's okay. But if I take, let's say, a medicine dropper, and I end up a kama bottle, right? The Gemara in many places has that sugya, kama bottle. So I take my medicine dropper, and I drop. It ends up being Sainim Merubim. Zak the Mishnah Berurah b'shem l'chai adam, it's asar, because it gets cooked. One could argue that if Bishul is a tahalich, if it's a process, so one could argue that it's a long process that's going on and on and on. I have a dear beloved friend, that's what I like to call him, the Megillah Sefer. Megillah Sefer is gevaldik. He has a Nida, he has a Yerideya, he has a Shabbos, Rabbi Uriel Eisenkopf. So in the Megillah Sefer, he makes a Sa'ara. He says, Lav Dafka is the Mishnah Berurah correct. If that Pispei Tshuva Yerideya Kuf Hei Sif Katin Ches with a star, that Bishul is a Tahalich, if it's a process, someone could argue that drop is not going to be Mispashil. Of course, if I hold that Bishul is a Tahalich, so then it's very, very much more likely that Iroy is not Mavashal at all. No? Think about it. I pour water. Rav Shlomo Zalman has the following case. I have a hot egg. No? Here's the vart, guys. If you have an egg that's really hot, you can't eat the egg when it's so hot. You have to pour cold water on the egg to cool it down. Am I allowed to pour cold water on that egg? Now, one svara over here is that the egg is a dover gush. As we noted a few minutes ago, lav dafka is dover gush mevashel, right? Even if you're machmir and dover gush, ken zayin, that's only by blias. Right? Bring us back to the whole conversation about difference between blias and bishel. No? But the Mishnah Berurah is machmir and dover gush. But could be that's a whole chumr. Zuk v'shalim mezalman, to pour cold water on the egg is going to be okay. And he writes, it's footnote 175 in Shmir Shabbos 3.0. He writes, the reason why it's okay is because it's not there long enough to really get cooked. Meaning, that Bishul's a process. Now, of course, if I take this idea to an extreme, that would be exactly the Rashbam, that there's no such thing as Bishul Ayyadei Iroi. The Iroi is a Kli Sheni. Rav Shlomo Zalman has another cheshbin, which is interesting, in that footnote 175. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, you know, there's a discussion in a number of places in Shas. There are two malachas on Shabbos. There's a malacha called Bishul and a malacha called Havara. What is the difference between Bishul and Havara? So the pashtus is that Bishul means I cook something and the item remains afterwards. It just gets improved, the idea of the cooking. Havara is when I put oil into a candle, into a lamp, and it burns and it burns and it burns, and the fuel gets consumed. The pashtus is that there's a difference between Bishul and Havara. Again, It might be this in the Kudas and Machlekes Bava Yerushalmi. Look at Yevamis Neflam and Gimel. But one could argue, and the Chassam Sefer has this in a Tshuva, that Bishul is only when something remains. If the thing is Holech Le'ibud, right? Let's say I cook water and it becomes gas. It completely evaporates. Zakh Chassam Sefer can say that's not Bishul. Rav Shlomo Zalman uses that idea by pouring the cold water on the egg. He says, we have a number as far as Lahako. He's Mekel on this. Simin Aleph, Perek Aleph, Eis Samach Zayin, and the footnotes over there. Shlomo Zalman is Mekel on pouring the cold water on the egg. Because, well, Bishul's a Tahalich. And it's Holech Le'ibud. And I'm adding, Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't say this, I'm adding that a Dover Gush, I'm Hechad Tesei, Dover Gush is really a problem. So I think these are other ha'aros that are worth noting. So I have Kli Rishon. I have Kli Sheni. I have an in-between stage between Rishon and Sheni called Iroi. And we pointed out some of the lumdus as to why Iroi. Mr. Spitzer, you're so patient, and I wasn't looking at you. It could be you're holding your hand up for like 5 minutes.
When we talk about Iroi, so I don't understand why is that connected to this Tahalich idea? And because Iroi also works with that idea. You pour hot water into oatmeal, it's sitting in the oatmeal and cooking it.
Whoa, by the time it really cooks, it's a cliche already. The Iroi is the moment of contact.
That's it?
Yes. That's what Iroi means. That's it. Das is das. Das is the ganze Geschäft. That's it.
So it cooks. When you talk about a Tahalich, so certain things, of course, will take time to cook. And right. Some things cook immediately. If you pour a drop of water into a boiling pot of water, it'll cook the water instantaneously. So, right. And other things like cooking chicken takes a long time. So the Iroi that you do, it cooks, we said Kedei Klipa, it cooks that immediately.
So even the Kedei Klipa, to say that that's immediate, is not as I pashut, because it comes and it goes right off. Right? Again, I think there's, especially, let's say I pour boiling water over a chicken. Cold chicken. Take a chaynik of wood, I pour it over the cold chicken. So Rashbam says it's nothing. Rabbi Natam says it's Iroi Kedei Klipa. Kedei Klipa, it goes, it hits it, falls right off. Right? How could that be an Isser? We paskin it's Usser. We paskin Iroi's Mefashu Kedei Klipa. But, right, it's not that simple if you hold this Tahalich Pshat.
What's the opposite of Tahalich? What would Rabbi Natam say Bishul's all about?
I think Rabbi Natam would say that Bishul means the moment of contact. I pour, right? Again, that's the shayla that we had, that the Piskei Tshuva has in Yerideya. Let's say I take a piece of meat, I stick it into a pot of boiling milk, and I take it out right away. Did I violate the Isra Deiraisa of Bishul Basar B'Cholom? No? If it's a Tahalich, if Bishul takes a certain amount of time, I think the Pashtus and Taisus about the difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni is that Kli Rishon defines Mechamos, and therefore, right? Therefore, there's enough time for it to cook. I think that's the pashtus. Let's just talk a little bit more about Iroi. I started doing on the next thing. We'll finish up Iroi. Mishnah Brura writes. That if you do Iroi and you cook something out of the Iroi, it's going to be usher even b'diavad. That's the psak of the Mishnah Brura. Sifkatin Memhei. Mishnah Brura writes, thinking Sifkatin Memhei. Mishnah Brura writes that Iroi is going to usher it even b'diavad. He writes, if it's Irish and Nifsek Hakiluach, then it won't answer B'diyavid. The Shaila is, what? Maisa Shabbos. Does the food become treif? What?
Doesn't
the Mishmaris say whenever there's a machlaikas? The Mishmaris of Katim Beis tells me, whenever there's a machlaikas harishayim, so there's no din of Maisa Shabbos. The food can't become treif. So the Shvisas HaShabbos is already bothered by this kashan. The Shvisas HaShabbos already asks, he says, how could it potentially be a problem? L'maisa, there's no din of Maisa Shabbos when there is a shita to rely on. And over here I have the shita of the Rashbam. So that's a Shaila. The Shvisas HaShabbos of Kutim Memches asks this kasha. He doesn't answer it. Rabbi Willig in his Sefer points out that if you read the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkatin Beis, the Mishnah Berurah sounds like he has a line that no one understands. In Sifkatin Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, whenever there's something to rely on, it's not a problem. Kosha yesh safik plukta bezeh, if it's bechlal bishal or not, ein lesser b'diyaved, because since it's a din derabbanon, since the din of Maisa Shabbos is derabbanon, so they don't answer it. Then he writes, Ayin sifkatan lamid beis v'tzarechiyim. Ayin sifkatan lamid beis v'tzarechiyim. So everybody knows that the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin sifkatan lamid beis. You pull out your Mishnah Berurah, you look for sifkatan lamid beis. And sifkatan lamid beis says that the difference between lach and yavesh is that yavesh you poured all the liquid out of and lach you didn't. So like, ain't no connection live and dead between sifkatan lamid beis and that Mishnah Berurah and sifkatan beis. Zucked Rabbi Willig, and I think he's 100% right over here. He says, no. When the Mishnah Berurah writes, ayin sifkatan lamid beis, he means ayin magen avram in sifkatan lamid beis. And the Magen Avram in sifkatan lamid beis says that al yedei iri, the food is going to be also b'diavad. So the Mishnah Berurah says, I got a kasha. I have a stira between the Mishnah Berurah, between the Magen Avram and Lamed Beis, what I'm saying over here in Sifkatan Beis. Now, in Sifkatan Beis, the Mishnah Berurah is quoting from the Prima Gadim. There's no raya that the Magen Avram holds like the Prima Gadim. Right? Mishnah Berurah is assuming that this is the definition of pilpul. I make an assumption that everybody agrees to the same assumptions I'm making. No? That's what Mishnah Berurah is doing. Who says the Magen Avram agrees? However, there's another Magen Avram. This is already Schwartz talking. There's a Magen Avram in Shin Chaf Gimel Se'if Katin Yud Aleph. The din is, we spoke about this in the Nidish here, not that long ago. There's a machlokes harishayim. Can I be tovel kelim chadoshim hanichem in ha'akum b'Shabbos? No. The din is that tevila on Shabbos of kelim tameim. So the Gemara has four approaches in Beis Daf Yudches. What about kelim hanichem in ha'akum? It's like gavers on the keli. The rishayim say, can I be tovel those kelim on Shabbos? So. The Magen Avram there writes in Shin Chaf Gimel Yud Aleph that Bidi Eved, if you tovled the Kalim on Shabbos, the Rambam says you can't use the Kalim. But Zuck the Magen Avram there, since there are some who are Mekol Lechat Chila, then you're allowed to use the Kalim. That's an interesting line in the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram is not saying that whenever you have somebody who is mekel, it's okay. What the Magen Avram is saying is whenever you have somebody who's mekel lechatchila, it's okay. That might mean that since there are those who hold that you're allowed to lechatchila be tovel kelim on Shabbos, not a problem. But with the Rashbam, would anybody say that Ira is heter gomor on Shabbos? The Rashbam says it's like a klisheni, and it doesn't ask a bit of it. Is Rashbam so convinced that Tamar Meshmutr Lachatchila? I don't know. No evidence. It could be that that's the answer to the stira in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Be it as it may, we're talking about Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, and the baby between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, which is called Iroi. I'm sorry, it's a Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Ayin Dalet. That's a Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Beis. There's another stira in the Mishnah Berurah, though, about another in-between case between Rishon and Sheni, and that's called the ladle, the matzekes. Right? When you think about it, a ladle is an in-between stage between Rishon and Sheni. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Memhei, in the context of Bishol Acher Afia. So the Rama writes that we're Nahugu Lizahir L'chatchila, not to put pasin. Mishnah Berurah says that because it's a Shaila, so what you should do is don't put bread in your soup unless you use the ladle. That means, the Mishnah Berurah holds, that the ladle itself is considered a Kaili. And if I use the ladle, the Kaili afterwards is going to be a Kli Shlishi. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkatin Memhei. In Sifkatin Peizayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes differently. Sifkatin Peizayin, they're talking about putting water into, putting cold water into the hot water, lahafik tzinasan, to cool it off. Zak the Mishnah Berurah. It's only called a Kli Sheni when you pour from the Kli Rishon into the next Keli. But a ladle is not a Kli Sheni. This is Steve in the Mishnah Berurah. Memhei, he says the ladle is a Kli Sheni. Pei Zayin, he says the ladle is not a Kli Sheni. So, what's the answer to the statement in the Mishnah Berurah? So we mentioned that Rav Shechter likes to say that there are different authors of the Mishnah Berurah. The Chofetz Chaim gave the Sefer to boys in the yeshiva to write, and different people wrote different things. I told you, right? Did I say this? At one time, one of Rav Mendel Zaks's grandsons came to raise money for my father, right? And I told him the Shtickle Torah. He says, no, it can't be true. It's also unlikely that, like, between Sifkatin Memhei and Peizayin, he would change his mind. He'd have two different people writing it. That's unlikely. So what's the Yishuv to the Steer in the Mishnah Berurah? So the Pashtus is that in Sifkatin Memhei, he's talking about Afia Achar Bishol, or Bishol Achar Afia, where, remember, the Yireim and the Rav, you already have a Machlaikas, no? So it could be that Klape that, the Mishnah Berurah will say, will treat the ladle like a separate Keli. But klape other dinim, when there's real bishul, he won't treat the ladle like a separate keli. That's a possibility. The Minchas Yitzchak in one of his tshuvas has a possibility that maybe in Sifkatan Pei Zayin, when the Mishnah Berurah says the ladle is considered a Kli Sheni, what he means is you're putting the food in the ladle. The case is not that I take the ladle, pour it into something else. Mishnah Berurah says, don't put the food in the ladle. Okay. I hear. Well, in that case, the ladle's a Kli Sheni. The Chazain Ish has a Yesaid, which is famous. It might be based on the Rashi in the Tolba Kli Sheni V'tein on Daf Mem. The Chazain Ish writes that if I put the ladle in a Kli Rishon She'al Gabe Ha'esh, so then the ladle becomes a Kli Rishon itself. But if I put the ladle in the Kli Rishon shelo al gabei ha'esh, then the ladle does not become a Kli Rishon. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in a number of his footnotes, Reb Shlomo Zalman says, you know what? Not a crazy idea. Not a crazy idea at all. Okay. Right. It's not so meshuga. Problem is, like, I have notes that are all over the place, in a, if you want the Maramakim, I'd have to look from where exactly Rav Shlomo Zalman quotes this Chazanish. Some people use this Chazanish to say that if I want to make tea on Shabbos, so let's say I'm going to make tea in a Kli Shlishi. So I have the hot water urn, which is Kli Rishon al Gabei Ha'ish. The cup comes from that. Could be the cup that comes from that, according to the Chazanish, is a Kli Rishon. So therefore, right, if I want to get to Kli Shlishi, I have to add a cup. The Pashta says that's not the Pshat in the Chazanish. The Pashta says what the Chazanish means is when I put the ladle into the Kli Rishon al Gabei Ha'ish, then the fire impacts the ladle. But if I have a cup that comes from my urn, the Pashta says that cup is zikr, a Kli Sheni. Right? Those who want to be machmir, again, my general approach in Yiddishkeit is if a chumra doesn't cost any money and it's easy, may as well do it. It's like there's nothing lost by taking another cup from the pantry or whatever it is. But the Pashta says that the Chazanish didn't mean that. Ladles are interesting. The Taz in Yeredeya Sof Simin Sadi Beis has Arichus Devorim about ladles. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Lamed Gimel has a suffix about whether you could kasher Ayudei a ladle. You have to remember the wine barrels, Betkufas HaRishonim, were a very big deal. They used to transport wine from the wine-growing regions in France to the rest of the world. A wine barrel is expensive. There were goyish wine barrels. Jews don't want to make the wine barrel. How do you kasher the wine barrel? So the easiest way to kasher something is you put it into a tub of boiling water. Well, my wine barrel ain't going to fit in. So then some of the Rishonim have an etzah. Take a ladle and pour the water all over the wine barrel. Tosfos says, whoa, that might not work. It might not work because mehecha tesi, the water will get everywhere. Wine barrels are round and the direct water might not get there. Also, who says a ladle is considered kli rishon, which is necessary for hagolah? Again, wine barrels are a little bit different because it's bli ayudei tzonein. All of that comes up there in the Tosfos Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Gimel. The Taz, Sof Simin Sadi Beis in Yerideya, the Taz writes that in his opinion, you have to really be choshish, the Iri is a Kli, that the Matzekes, that the ladle is a Kli Rishon. That's what the Taz writes. Now, Hanir Lafi Nistayt, again, this I don't think is a Chiddush, but others don't say it. If you want to say that a ladle is a Kli Rishon, that means that you have to say that even a Iroy, Shenifsak HaKiluach, is considered a Kli Rishon. The ladle is l'chari the same as an Iroy. But it's an Iroy, Shenifsak HaKiluach. Nifsak HaKiluach means I'm pouring, and then I do the flip thing. So I have like some airspace between, no? Whenever I use a ladle, what am I doing? I'm taking the water out of the original pot. It's nifsa, kakiloach. I have airspace, mamish. You can drive a truck through it, right? Then I'm going to pour. That's nifsa, kakiloach. If the Taz wants to be machmir on the ladle, that means the Taz al karchacha has to be saying the Irish and nifsa, kakiloach were also machmir, right? The Mishnah Berurah said earlier in Sifkan Ayin Daled that even if you hold that Iroi is a problem, it's only Iroi Shalom Nifsak HaKiluach. Iroi Shalom Nifsak HaKiluach for sure is okay. Point to the Taz, not so pashut. Let me make one last ta'ara about Iroi. Again, we're talking about the in-between stage between Rishon and Sheni. Now the Hosafa. Getting your Kriyas HaTorah, they're having Hosafas really early, right? The Yamod Mitzas Koyin. The in-between stage between Rishon and Sheni. So the Pashtus is, we pass in like the Rabbi Natan, the Iroi is Mevashel Kedei Klipa. Because we pass in like the Rabbi Natan, the Iroi is Mevashel Kedei Klipa, Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach writes in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa that if I want to heat up a baby bottle on Shabbos, babies don't like cold formula, cold milk. I could do is I could take the chayinik with the hot water, pour the hot water on the baby bottle. Eroi ordinarily is mevashel could take klipa, but the bottle is plastic. Something that is a non-food item. There's only cooking if it goes from solid, if it goes from hard to soft. No? So memela, pour your hot water on the outside of the baby bottle. Shalom al Yisrael. And the baby can drink the bottle. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. Rabbi Willig, in his Sefer, says, I don't like that at all. Because he says, if you read the Tosfos on Membeis on Membeis, Tosfos first quotes to the Rashbam, the Iroi is a klisheni. Then Tosfos quotes, Eino nira lari. Then Tosfos quotes that the Rabbeinu Tam says, Iroi is mevashel kedei klipa. The Eino nira lari is the Rebbe brings all the rayas against the Rashbam. Rabbi Willig wants to say that the Re is a separate shita. And the Re is a shita who says that Iroi is mevashel bekulo. So if I pour hot water, it goes through and through. Therefore, Rabbi Willig says, you can't heat up the baby bottle. Are they pouring the water? Because maybe you're cooking the formula. Because maybe you hold like the Re, that Iroi is mevashel through and through. It happens. The bechina I took to get into smicha was with Rabbi Eli Baruch Shulman, used to be the bochein. So the tesis he assigned to prepare was this tesis on daf mem beis and Shabbos, the tesis about Iroi. So I had a great time with him. So he asked me, what about the Re? So I told him, there's no such thing as the Re. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, yeah, look in the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua points out that in all the other versions of tesis, there's no sheet of the Re. There's no sheet that Iroi is mevashel bekulo. So Rabbi Shulman liked this, the fact that I looked at the Pnei Yeshua to prepare for the Bechina. They sent a note to Rabbi Charlap, you know, this guy Schwartz knows what he's doing. I don't know, like somehow Rabbi Shulman liked me. We ended up sharing an office together afterwards. So the Pnei Yeshua says there's no such sheet in the Balei HaTosfos at all, the Iroi is mevashel bekulo. No such sheet. The Prima Godim in Yerideus Min Samaches. In the din of the end of the Tosfos speaks about Maligas Tarnagolas. If you have a chicken that you know, shechted, so people don't like what we used to call tzniyastika chickens. Right? A tzniyastika chicken has lots of feathers that are covering up the chicken to keep the tzniyas of the chicken. People don't like tzniyastika chickens. So you do Maligas Oifus. You pull out the feathers. The way you pull out the feathers is you heat it up in hot water, and then the feathers come off easily. Can I do Maligas Ofis with Iroi? With Iroi Klevishin. So that's totally the Machukas Rashban, Rabbi Notam, Iroi, etc., etc. Grant. So the Prima Godim on that din of Maligas Ofis, right? The Shaila is, of course, if Iroi is a Klevishin, something you're cooking the dam in the chicken, right? And that trapes everything up. So the Prima Godim there in Simon Samaches in Miligas Eifus, the Prima Godim writes that you have to go through all the Taisus carefully. In certain places, the Taisus quotes that Rabbeinu Tam says, Iroi is mevashel kedei klipa. Other places, the Rabbeinu Tam doesn't use the words kedei klipa. The Prima Godim Mamish works carefully. Rabbi Willig is assuming, and the Prima Godim entertains this idea, though he's not Machriya. The Prima Godim is like a Rosh Hashiva. So he was Rosh Hashiva. So the Prima Godim, to say Shir, he goes through all the different tices, and he's not Machriya, what he holds, that whether there's an opinion that Iroi is Mevashel Bekulo. Rabbi Willig feels that you should be Choshesh that Iroi is Mevashel Bekulo, and therefore don't heat up the baby bottle al yidei pouring the hot water. Okay, gentlemen, so what we discussed today is the in-between stage between Rishon and Sheni. Next time in Yetzer Shem, we have to talk about the substances that can go into Klisheni, can't go into Klisheni, etc. We did not yet really discuss that. We touched on it. Next time will be Monday. And then we'll continue learning Torah. I assume that we have like another 6 shiurim to go. And then I'll give a bechina. Okay, in order to get credit for this, you have to take a bechina. Not just take the bechina, you have to pass the bechina. I know that was your question, Mrs. Spitzer. Yeah, what's up?
Is it possible that Iroi, or not Iroi, rather, the ladle would be more chamer than Iroi, which is Nifsek HaKiluach, because the dfanais of the ladle keep the, let's say, the soup?
Yeah, so the Taz quotes from the Maharshal that if you leave the ladle in it for a long time, then the defanos of the ladle get hot. But the Taz writes, we don't know eich liting shir b'zeh. How long do you have to leave it in? Taisvis in Chulin Daf Kufches has such a svara also, that if you hold that Hechsher Kalim requires a certain amount of time for it to be pilate, we don't know how long it takes. So the Taz says, I don't know how long it takes. So it could be. It could be that the difference between the ladle and the iroi is based on the amount of time. I'm willing to say that, but then I have to acknowledge that the Taz tells me I have no idea how much time that is.
Yeah, that's why you always get more machmer on the ladle.
Again, it could be that we're more machmer on the ladle than on iroi because of that reason, yeah. Okay, everyone should stay healthy. Trust me. People say Amar Khan isn't such a bad thing. After spending a week with a low-grade fever, I can tell you avoid it at all costs. Okay, guys, have a great day.
Good job.
Thank you, good job.